Spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about.
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Ah, oh, so happy I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good. Really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show. Jay and Kevin.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Test, 1, 2. Test, 2. I'm just making sure we switched it up again.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, baby.
After the fire?
After the fire.
Oh, I'm alive.
I texted my wife just a minute ago and said, hey, could you listen to make sure that that we're on right when we're supposed to be on? And she said, she just texted and said, you pushed the right one.
Oh, so bonus.
There we go.
Touchdown.
Yeah.
Right button was pushed.
Sounds better than ever.
Yeah, nicely done. That's four. This is day four with three different buttons. You know what?
Three different buttons, 4 days.
It's just one of those deals where they like to keep me guessing. So they're like, hey, let's do it on button number three today. Three. Not once, not twice, but third time's a charm.
Today you're back to one?
I'm back to day one.
Yeah.
Keep track in your head. On one, we went to three. On two, we went to four.
And
on three, we went to two.
And four,
on
you went
four
to one.
We went to one.
I don't even know. Nor do I care, really.
Right. Actually. No one else does either, yeah, Monty. No, you're fine, yeah.
Uh-huh.
29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive. Hi, everybody. We're at R&R RV. And I'm going to say Mother Nature, thank you.
Yep. Food Drive here.
Food Drive right here, right now.
Yep.
Remember, it was supposed to be like 30-ish. And I guess it was it at your house? Because I guess your park had 30 today.
36 at our house.
Okay, well, that's still...
When I left.
Yeah. I mean, here, I think it's 45. I mean, it's weird, because when we first got... I was 40. When we first got here, Steve was running around in his tank top like normal to put the tent up.
With his muscle shirt.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, bud, no gun show till the sun's out.
Yeah.
Sun's out, guns out. You've heard of it, right?
Yeah, that's the only time.
Is it... Supposed to be cold all day?
No. As well, I mean, 60, I want to say 62.
Oh, that's not
65,
bad at all.
Something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it's decent. I mean, the high temperature average, I think, for this time of year is like 60 or 61, I think I heard.
Is it?
Okay. So, I mean, we've been pretty fortunate. I have a present for Steve. Hey, Kevin.
Yes.
You like how I tapped you above your elbow today?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that's one in a row. I can't guarantee you that for the whole day.
Yeah, it's all good.
Just letting you know. There's no guarantees, man. That could happen.
Yeah, I understand.
Next time you have a sore elbow, put it on the right side or the left side.
That would be a lot better, right?
Well, you're right-handed, and it wouldn't be near me for the tap.
Well, here's an idea. You guys could switch sides.
No, we cannot.
No, we can't.
That can't happen.
Can't happen.
Okay.
No,
it
feels weird.
Yeah.
I know. It's like
go
it's
home
like
sleeping,
tonight.
Yeah, and sleep on the wrong side of the bed. Like, literally, So my son and his girlfriend decided they were going to rearrange my room.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about
that.
They
were, like, cleaning it up. They were going to rearrange it. They're just like, this will be better, I think, for you, blah, blah, blah. You know, and I was like, okay, that's really nice of you guys. You don't have to do that. But they did. But the side that I get into now is way closer to, like, the window.
From the window to the wall?
It feels weird. Like, there's not enough room for me to get in over. I mean, there is. But it just feels a little weird. So then I thought, well, I'll just get in on the other side.
Oh, boy.
Just trying to crawl. I couldn't even figure out how to get in the bed on the other side.
That's hilarious.
Like, I couldn't figure out which way to turn my body.
How to pull the sheets back.
Yeah. I was like,
how to move the pillow.
Next thing you're just crawling across the bed, trying to get to the other side.
That's hilarious.
What in the world?
Actually, wouldn't mind a video of that.
You know
what?
I think we're going to try that.
Too. Yeah.
I mean, I think we'll just, hey, honey, let's switch.
Oh, my gosh. It's weird.
No.
Have you ever had to do it?
No.
Oh, it's just terrible. Yeah.
No, so basically, Jay and I broadcasting is like sleeping in bed with your longtime lover.
Yeah, I mean, it's always he's always been on that side. I've always been on this side. So,
okay, there you go.
Yeah, I don't know, Monty.
When you go to a hotel room by yourself, do you get in on the side that you normally?
Well, I mean, sometimes you can't because the wall's there.
Okay,
but otherwise, I would. Yeah, for sure.
Do you sleep on that side too? You find yourself migrating to that side?
Let's see. If I'm by myself, I might be in the middle.
Yeah?
Yeah, I might be closer to the middle.
Starfish.
Yeah, yeah. Right, Steve.
Just a full just spread.
Laid out.
Yeah. Spreading out.
Yeah, yeah. That
full
might be
arms,
it.
Full legs.
I do love it in a hotel because the bed's made, and I just crawl in on one side, and I don't really move. And I'm just there. So I get up, and I pull that little blanket back, and I'm like, look at that.
I made the bed.
Why can't I do this at home? And then I'm like, oh, I know, because it's full of laundry.
Yeah. It didn't start made. That's why.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the key.
There's not right. somebody who comes in here and does all that.
Day four, we'll get a check on how we're looking. Day four of the 29th annual Jane Kevin Food Drive. Come by, say hi.
The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
This for our family.
Right. And so she texts, she's like, okay, the mics are good. Is everything good? Okay, yep, good, good, okay, gonna go get the workout in. Good, good, everything's good. And then I go,
good.
Thanks. I just said thanks, honey, and it typed and it auto corrected to Thanksgiving, honey.
Oh, I'm perfect. Like, well, you're never too early to plan.
It's a little early.
Well, you're just giving some thanks.
Yeah, so Thanksgiving, honey.
May we discuss what was happening with Steve? Because I wasn't fully paying attention.
I didn't know you turned French on us.
We are live at the Food Drive, 525 East Francis.
We continued an off-air conversation that started on air.
That's correct, yeah.
And it was about sleeping on the bed and where you're
right,
at.
Which is the thought, what I heard, and we couldn't get an answer out of Steve to which side
no
of the
idea.
Bed he sleeps
He's
on.
He's very confused.
So if you're laying on your back and you're facing the ceiling.
The ceiling, yeah.
It's a left and a right situation.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So it is the right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So if you're on you sleep on the left or right, it's pretty easy to answer, and it took him 15 minutes to figure it out.
it's the right,
and
it's
he still
right
hasn't
side.
Done it.
It's the right side.
Okay. I sleep on the right side. Yeah. Okay.
He's like, I go, if you're on your back on the ceiling, facing the ceiling, which side? Well, I don't sleep that way. I'm like, that's the, I know, but we're just
this
starting.
This will help me determine.
We're getting a baseline. Here.
Yeah.
We
that's
just,
right.
We need to know.
Yeah. It's to
what
the right.
What are the rest of you guys?
I'm a left.
I'm on the right.
Left.
I'm on the right.
Okay, so three rights on our show.
Jacob?
Buddy Jacob's here.
Right.
Right.
Right. There you go.
That's right.
What is wrong with you?
I have no idea, apparently.
Just out of curiosity, was there a time when the left side of the bed was closest to the door?
Yes.
Is it still?
No, it's dead set. No, there's no.
There's no door.
Well,
you
there's
don't
an outside
doors.
Door on my side. Yes, I guess there would be.
Okay, because I mean, I think a lot of people say that's how that starts.
Well, and I'm the can't have my back to the restaurant door.
Yeah.
I
don't know. Maybe.
Just in case you're like playing poker with some other cowboys and they draw down on you.
No, it's just to be able to see who's.
You like to see?
No,
everything.
I got you. Yeah. That's how I think that's how it works.
I guess that makes sense.
I'm sorry about your left. All the rest of us are right.
Gotta try it up tonight.
Also, Steve lays on his left side, sort of on his stomach. That's my understanding.
Well, and honestly, he's got a twin bed, so really it doesn't count.
He's got a queen.
It's a
queen.
Joke.
He rolls with the queen.
To
all right, hold on. See, so when you get in bed, you turn your behind to the outside of your bed.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Oh, mix it up, big fella. Let's go crazy.
I'm tossing and turning.
Yeah. So you'll sleep on your right side and your left side.
Yeah.
Something.
Man, he's crazy, isn't he?
I'll sleep any side that causes less pain.
Yes.
Amen.
That's a good point, yeah. Yeah, I don't blame you.
Sorry,
my shoulder's broken, so I'm going to have to sleep on the other side for a while. 29th annual Jane Kevin Food Drive. That's where we are, and it is day four. Yesterday was a good day. We had a couple of big donations. What did I do with that other one? Did I put it over there? Oh, no, I think it's in here. Let's see.
He's looking, folks.
I hope we didn't lose it.
No, it's right here.
He's got a lot of pockets.
Brad Siegel?
Yeah, I think Brad is the guy who, and I could be wrong about this, but I think it's clicking with me.
Yeah.
Because that's all we got yesterday. It was that he stopped by with a very big donation.
Healthy.
And I said, was the guy like in his 30s maybe? And she was like, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. I think Brad is the one that a couple years ago came by and was like, yeah, I have all this money saved up and I was going to go buy a trailer.
That might be him.
Like for towing something or whatever. And he was like, and I just decided, I don't really need that as much as people need food. And so he donated all the money, like $2,000 or whatever that he had for the trailer.
Might have been more than that.
Yeah. It could have been. Jay, you're right. It could have been a lot more than that. I don't remember.
Huh.
But he donated everything he had. He's just like, I have all this cash that
I'm not mistaken, it was $4,000.
Okay, it might have been.
Yeah.
Because wow. I know he came back the next year and did something similar with just more money. So
I wanted this story because, I mean, I hope he doesn't mind me reading the amount, but I'm going to. Because it's $2,579.06.
Yeah, it's got, I mean,
there's
got
to be a significance there, clearly. Something. 257906.
Steve, real quick. 257906 divided by 52.
Jenny, I got your number.
Steve, what?
257906.
Hold on.
257906.
Where's my.
Mm-hmm.
257906
divided by 52. That's how many weeks are in a year.
That's just under 50 bucks.
490. Wait, no, that's not right. What was the good number again?
It's just under 50
Thank
bucks.
You, Jay. Steve, just go ahead.
Hold on. 2-5.
Hey. He already got it.
2-5.
He already got it.
Yeah. But so I'm
7906.
Left side or right side facing up?
Wait, where's the decimal? Forget it. I'm done.
Wow. He's pretty good with his phone.
Yeah, he's
a genius.
He's
with his
good
phone.
At this stuff.
I don't know, Kev. I don't know. I'm not sure what it meant, but
I was trying to think. Maybe it was because I thought I remember him saying something about that last year that he did.
Yeah.
Like every week he saved something or
right.
Yeah. So Brad, if you're listening, text the story to us.
That'd be great.
509-441-0999. Just like to give you a shout out.
Plus, how great was it for him to stop by between 7 and 8 today?
That was awesome.
What a guy.
He left it here yesterday, but said it was not available to open until today.
Correct, yes. Yeah. So that's a good start to the day. Today, obviously, is very pivotal, as they say.
Ooh,
yeah, pivotal.
Pivotal day, so you want to make sure that you make your contribution today. Again, between 7 and 8, we'll match that, but we do, 6:23, 7 o'clock. It's close enough.
It's close enough. Listen.
So that'll be matched by Northern Quest Resort and Casino. Big day today, obviously. Had a pretty decent day yesterday. As far as last year, I would say we were just about, see that gesture?
Just a little bit behind.
Just a tiny bit behind. And we need to be that much ahead.
Well, and then last year, if you remember right, our Thursday was record-breaking, shattering, earth-shattering. It was an unreal day.
Yeah.
And so we would need one of those like that today in order to keep up. So
that's correct.
Everybody do your part, and you're not going to maybe make it here to 525 East Francis.
If you can't, that's fine.
Absolutely fine, but we ask you to please donate. You can jump online to any of our social medias. You'll see a link that'll take you there, or just text the word food to 509-441-0999. Okay? Yes, that's the regular text line.
Right.
If you just text the word food, it will send you a link that will take you right to make a donation. It's that simple. And we remind you that no matter where you're listening right now, most likely Second Harvest serves your food bank as well, because they do, Eric was saying, 17 truckloads a week where they take it out and, you know, distribute the food to all these communities around us. And so there's, nearly 280 emergency outlets all across eastern Washington and North Idaho.
Correct, yeah.
So, yeah, if you're sitting there in Idaho this morning and thinking, man, life is good. I have freedom. I have a gun. I have a beard. And hot wife. Life is good.
So you're only talking to the guys? Because that was weird.
Yeah, I'm just starting with that.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yep, and then there's like, yeah, I should donate. Yeah, you should. Do it right now. Just text. That's all you can do. Just text 509-441-0999. And if you're just, you know, a woman in Idaho.
Just a woman in Idaho.
Well, I was just going to say.
Oh, wow.
No. Because if you're a woman in Idaho, you've already got the world by the...
Tail.
They already know. Idaho women are...
Oh, man.
They're different. They're a different breed, man. They are the best of the best.
What's going on the text line right now?
You know what? I'm nervous. I think I'm just going to take the headphones off while this happens.
Oh, they're the best. I love them.
All right. Well, that turned a little bit. Well, there's my phone. Hold on a second.
Okay.
It's probably just...
I don't know. That's the answer to the three texts. I will just say, I don't know.
What did they say?
What is he doing?
I don't know. Well, I was just trying to get Idaho to donate.
Yeah, I understand where it came from.
There's other ways you could do that.
It came from a good spot.
Well, let's hear your way.
Idaho people need to donate.
Thank you, Monty.
That's all
it
needs.
That would have worked, too. So boring, though.
Brevity.
Stop by and see us or make a donation. Text the word food, 509-441-0999.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
Whoopsie. All right. Guys, off to a
slow start.
Crawling start.
Slow start.
Yeah, a little slow start today. Oh, by the way, Steve, I forgot I have this for you.
Where's mine?
Ooh, a Jay and Kevin show stocking cap.
I mean, really?
You like that beanie?
I do.
Yeah.
I'm not a beanie guy until it...
When was this developed?
Man almighty.
97, you thinking? Boy, that's what Jacob says? Go ahead, Kevin.
I think after that. I do think it was after that. Like,
Kevin, thank you, Jay.
It's got to be a couple decades old. Never
late
worn.
Late 90s.
As you can tell by the way it looks.
Never worn.
Just flattened out.
Was that in your back stock room?
It was, yeah. Yeah. And I was like, oh, wow, we have one of those gray ones left. So guess what? Oh. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That, collector's item, Steve.
We would like you to put it on. You don't just get a gift and then not open it. All right.
Yeah, Steve. Yeah, put that on your head. Let me see if it fits your bucket. That is amazing.
Am I a member of the show now?
You are. It looks great.
Does it?
Yeah.
Am I off center?
No, it's perfect.
You nailed it.
Oh, did I? I usually don't.
Kind of makes his head look funny.
Stop it.
Okay, sorry.
Well, now I don't want it.
I'm kidding. Well, it actually looks fine.
The black hats are my favorite ever.
Yeah,
what
they're nice.
You have on,
yeah.
Jay. That's a great hat. We should do those again.
Yeah. You know, these are great. I love these. I mean, every 20, 30 years we do them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is comfortable.
Oh, you look great, except for it makes your head look funny.
Well,
it's a good job because he's never self-conscious, so thank you for helping that, Monty.
That's all right.
I was going to give it.
Here for.
I was going to give it to you, little, Monty, but never mind now.
Little reality check. I guarantee you that would look dumb on my head.
It's just no way.
Probably.
He's got a big old bucket. That's not going to work.
Yeah.
Fits nice and snug on my.
Take your glasses off real quick.
What are we doing?
I just want to see what it looks like without his glasses.
Do you clean your glasses?
No. Not yesterday. Okay. The day before I did. Can't really see, but.
Well, yeah, there is that.
I mean, I can see fine, but.
No, you can't.
Test me. All right, Jay. Never mind.
There was one finger.
How well can you see without your glasses, Steve? What's your...
This is not good.
What's your vision, you think? Do you know the numbers?
I don't, but I just can't see far. I can see up close real nice.
For now.
Real nice.
Just wait.
Very nice.
That'll change.
Did you see the real nice gesture, Jamie?
Yeah, I saw it loud and clear.
Yeah, well, you know, you said, whatever, Jay. I was just trying to see if you really could.
Yeah.
All right, well, 29th Annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive. We are in the parking lot of R&R RV. You can swing on by.
Drive-through service.
We did have a couple drive-throughs yesterday.
We did.
Yeah.
Some people were just like, on my way to, you know, fill in the blank, on my way to the giraffe zoo.
Yeah, so fast you might even call it a
Nope. I don't think we'd call it that.
Drive-thru.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, we'll just, you know, we'll kind of unload the groceries right here. You can pop over and, you know, drop off the check, whatever it might be. And it's just that simple. Matching starts immediately or at 7, whichever we decide to do from Northern Coast Resort and Casino, and then BECU between 8 and 9. And I know people are organizing, like, at offices and schools and all the rest of that stuff. No pressure there because, you know, we had an email yesterday. Someone said, I'm not sure if I can make it Thursday before 5. And I'm like, well, it's fine. You know, someone will be here till 6. First of all, let's start with that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you can come by Friday between 6 and 10. So I think they were thinking they had to make it Thursday. But I just told them, I said, hey, it's fine. You know, we're here till 6. Someone's here till 6 o'clock today. And then tomorrow morning between 6 and 10, we're still here.
And I promise you, if you're a school or something that has a lot of food, we're going to find a way to get it to the food bank.
Yeah, you don't. If you can't bring it to us,
yeah,
that's fine, too. We'll talk to Second Harvest, and they'll take care of it. Because I know that is also a concern. They're like, well, I try to get a bunch of teachers to put it in the back of their trucks, and they drive up there, but nobody had time because school started, all the things. Mm-hmm. You know, we get all that stuff. So, yeah, we'll make it work. We'll help. As we like to say, a big word here, facilitate.
Oh, ooh.
Huh?
That is a big word.
Did you guys like that one? Yeah, okay.
That's a quarter word right there, Drake.
Really? All right. I'll donate that to Second Harvest.
Okay.
I'll do it between 7 and 8. It'll become 50 cents.
Nice.
And I do think that every single time we speak on the radio today, we need to mention the text line.
Absolutely.
And the fact that you can donate by simply texting the word
food
to the number
509-441-0999.
Monty, let's
there
go.
That's all you do. It'll send you back a little link, and you're going to, I almost said code. That's not true.
Well, you know.
It is. It's a hyperlink code.
One man code, another man link.
So you just click on that, and it'll take you to the donation page. It's that simple. We do need your help. Our area needs your help. Community, your community needs your help. So please, if you can do it, make a donation. I mean, whatever it is, it'll take you right on there. It'll give you the, you know, a monthly option, or if you want to do a one-time gift, whatever it is, you can do that.
I had a request.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Let me see.
Horn don't fill no truck.
Right. Ooh.
That one?
Why do I not see that? You don't suppose somebody accidentally erased that?
No, I don't.
You don't think?
Steve.
That's
stopping here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That came in. Man.
Coming in hot. Yeah, baby, let's go.
Yeah, a working man right
here.
Well,
yeah, he's got places to go.
He's a working man.
And he's like,
you know what he is?
Yeah, let's go. Let's go, baby.
You know what I think he is?
Awesome.
Are you from Idaho?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was going to say, I thought maybe you were answering my calling of the Idaho guy with the beard.
Yeah.
And kind of there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got the high viz going. Yeah. You got it all, baby. Let's go.
Well, nice effort coming on over here and helping out.
You want a donut, dude?
No.
You sure?
You want some spam?
Right here.
Not here or here so much.
Yeah, I do.
And then trying to work all day and you're like,
You don't want a donut bogging down a working man. Yeah, you can't have that. Yeah. 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 Maybe. Well, hey, man. Thank you for doing that. Appreciate that. That's awesome. Yeah. Appreciate you.
Hey, guy was not that much taller than Steve.
Right.
He's right on there.
Yeah, they were.
He's that could be advantageous in his line of work.
What's that?
I said that could be advantageous in his line of work.
Being a little bit smaller so you can, like, crawl
in
certain places.
Certain spaces.
Yeah. See, dude?
Yeah. That's a blessing at first, right, when you're trying to get the job, and then after a year you're like, God, do I have to go in another small crawl space?
Right. Yeah. Yeah, you're the guy.
Can't we hire Steve?
Yeah.
Can we?
Leaving hot, coming in hot.
Yeah, he's got stuff to do.
Get on it.
DJ.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
DJ, look at that. All the cash money from DJ.
Have no fear. Food drive here.
Food drive here. Da-da-da. I'm extremely concerned. I don't see the song. It's a sad moment. We need a moment of silence. Someone could have covered it up. You know, our computer, when you put in new audio, it doesn't say, warning, there's already something on this. It just covers it up.
Oh, my.
Yeah, there's no secondary. Hey, are you sure? Of all the things, it's the dumbest system.
What number?
Well, you think I memorized a number of a thing I play once a year? Kevin, what number is it?
Jacob and I have Steve feeling very guilty and defensive right now because we're like, you probably did it.
Yeah.
You probably covered it up.
Yeah.
Wait.
Which is very possible because he's the only one who does any work and puts stuff in there.
Yeah.
So that is possible. Whoa. It wouldn't really be your fault, Steve. It would just be
the fault of the system. It's the system's problem.
Oh, no. It would be my fault, for sure.
No, because it doesn't ask you if you're sure. Every other system I've ever seen in the world, when you actually put something in.
If you're going to override something, it's going to ask you if you sure want to override
it. Yeah. But ours just goes, you know what you're doing.
Done.
It does.
Oh, boy.
It's bad. So, Jay, what did you find when you were searching?
Horn?
You just search horn?
No, I have horse racing horns. I have Bruce Hornsby because we need that song in the system.
Yeah, you do.
Air horn. Every rose has its thorn.
Or.
Yeah. And back an old commercial from the Bighorn Show.
How about this is a weird thing,
then,
but the man who made
this
song.
One, this one right here.
I'm a huge horn tooter.
Reggie.
That's it.
I'm a huge horn tooter.
That's what we got.
Horn don't fill no truck ain't on there, huh?
How about this is a weird search. What if you went by the guy who recorded it? Glenn.
It's not in there for that.
It's
for
not?
Sure. No.
How about... I mean, you already tried Food Drive.
I did, yeah.
And there was probably a lot of junk.
I typed in Glenn, and I got Smuggler's Blues from Glenn Frey.
Close enough, I guess, right?
Can we play that?
I mean, I can play The Heat Is On from Glenn Frey, too. We got a lot of Glenn Frey covered, guys.
We do, but we don't have our...
No, no.
That is weird that we have those songs.
Well, you know, this used to be, remember this, 100 years ago?
Oh, yeah, 99.9, The River.
Yeah, it used to be a different thing, bro. Ew.
The River.
Yeah.
Grab the cart and throw it in.
Well,
let the music flow.
You know, we'll continue to be disappointed and try to find it.
Well, what a bummer.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The 29th Annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Brought to you in part by Northern Quest Resort and Casino and BECU. Now, live from R&R RV, 525 East Francis, here are Jay and Kevin.
Oh my gosh, I love technology. How do you guys feel about it?
That was sarcasm, I believe.
It was sarcasm. It's funny because Steve never knows if I'm being sarcastic, which is awesome. And so then he's just gotten to the point where he just asks me. He's like, I'm not 100% sure whether you're being sarcastic or not.
I think we told you when you first started working for us, every single thing we say is probably sarcastic.
To some degree, I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I mean, I usually have a pretty serious face when I'm not being sarcastic, do I not? But sometimes I have a serious face when I am being sarcastic.
Oh, you know, you can pull it off with the best of them.
For the fake?
For the fake.
Okay.
Yeah, you can fake them out pretty good.
Right.
What's going on right now? What is this a bit?
He keeps asking to Anthony in promotions every time they have
a
conversation. And Anthony's very good at it, too. He's super good at being deadpan.
Yeah.
So then he'll always say, is it a bit? That's not it. We're off the air, right? Yeah. Well, I think the stream's working, so.
Steve, can
stream
you
only.
Please announce.
On Facebook.
And tell everybody that we're off the air.
Could you actually put it on Facebook for us?
Hey, we're off the air.
Oh, yeah, tell the people listening, first of all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep, we're off the
air. If you're listening right now and you can't hear us, it's because we're off the air.
We used to get that all the time.
Always my favorite when we're off the air. People call.
They would call.
You should announce that.
Yeah, well, did you guys announce it? And we're like, yes, didn't you hear it? And they're like, no. And like, well,
but we're off the air.
We'll announce it again.
I just about spit out my coffee, Jay.
Well, it was so great because we were like, you know what? Thank you for letting us know.
Yeah.
We'll announce it. In fact, we already did. You didn't hear it? No, well, we'll do it right now. And then we, you know, put the phone down and go, hey, guys, if you're listening, we're off the air. And then we go back and they'd be like, okay, thank you. I mean, I appreciate the thought.
Yeah, no, they mean well. No absolutely. Doubt about it. And I would probably say the same thing, not thinking it through.
It's like texting your wife out at the car that she forgot her phone.
Right, yes. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Hey, looks like you forgot your phone. Chime. Oh, never mind.
Yeah, it's still here.
Still sitting right there, baby. Do you call your wife baby?
Honey.
Honey?
Yeah.
I was always a big babe guy.
Babe? Is that in a text babe. Or in a conversation?
Conversation more,
I
think.
About text, though?
Yeah, I think some I would. Yeah.
I think I only do honey and babe. Does it have a specific timing to it?
No.
Just all the time?
Yeah, all the time. Well, and to get her attention is Kelly.
Kelly, that's wow. What you just yell her
with,
name.
Yeah, with that loud.
Yeah.
Kelly! Okay, now. Oh, she can't hear it because she's listening on the radio. So I can say this all the time.
It won't matter.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, she's not streaming yet.
Kevin, no. You missed it. Oh, hey, we're back on the air, guys.
Hey, nice. Are we? She's going to hear that.
That was quick.
Yeah.
Oh, are we? Oh, well, I better take this down then.
What? You were still typing?
I just posted it. Hold on.
You know, he was
off.
Not going to post that until he typed it. Showed it to both of us, and we both would tell him, that's fine, Steve, that's perfect, and he'd say, are you sure?
Yeah, that's true.
No. Well, I posted it, and now I took it down.
Okay, well, that's good. Thank you. Sorry about that, folks. We popped off the air for a second there. You missed nothing.
Yeah, absolutely nothing. Than us discussing that we weren't there.
But yes, correct. I scared Monty today, Kevin.
How?
Bad. Like, almost dropped the stuff I was carrying bad, and well, guess what I was carrying?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that kind of felt
an
18 like
Mad pack Lips. Of eggs.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you're not expecting him to be carrying eggs, in my defense.
No.
You know. So I told Steve, I said, hey, watch this. What I was planning on doing is right when Monty got to the back of his truck, I was going to jump up in the air like I was like he would have had to catch me.
Okay.
So I was standing right over here by the RV, and I ran over, like, three parking spaces, and I got there early because I thought
Monty's truck that he got is big enough now that he can't see a dang thing on the other side.
Nothing over the top, babe.
Nope.
You know what I mean, honey? So I got there, and there was no Monty. So I still was in the air, midair, and then I decided, well, when I land, I'll just go, hey! And I did, and I think he might have soiled himself.
Yeah. I did not.
He went like this. Oh! And he had eggs in one hand, and they kind of like all started rattling. And
but you did not drop your eggs.
I did not drop the eggs.
Thank you. Are those
impressive.
For me?
Those are for you. That's why I put them on your car.
Well, I kind of thought, but I just didn't want to assume.
Okay.
But yeah, sorry I scared you while you were carrying 18 eggs that are actually intended for me.
It came bearing gifts for Jay, and then he does that.
Yeah. Now he's out 4 to 6 weeks, Jay.
Right, yeah. What did you say after I startled you?
I don't want to repeat that.
Well, not that. You injured yourself. You jumped so much.
Oh, no.
Didn't you say you injured your shoulder?
Oh, yes. I hurt my shoulder. You hurt my shoulder. You know when you do that knee-jerk reaction? It's like,
yeah. I pulled something.
Is that a sign that you're just old, or is that, what is that? Yeah. Hey, you scared me. I hurt my shoulder. What?
That's true, though.
How does that happen?
Oh, you know, Jay.
All right. We're 4 minutes away from our match, and it is, we only have 2 days left of the matching. So, obviously, big day for us here. Stop down and see us, and we are at 525 East Francis. It's the 29th annual Jay and Kevin Food Drive. 99.